Okay, go ahead. We
Hello,
keep
hello,
talking
hello.
about your.
Can't, no, I'm on record.
Okay. Transportation Committee to order at 1:42. We have present with us Representative Hines, Co-Chair Holmes, Representative Fate, Representative Masick, and we have Representative Kukesh has been previously excused, and Representative Coring is grounded in Juneau. Or in Sitka, I'm sorry, not in Juneau. And today we have before us House Bill 124, and it's been introduced by Representative Holmes, and I shall turn the meeting over to Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Todd Larkin is going to speak on the House Bill 124.
Madam Chair. Todd Larkin, staff of Representative Jim Holm. We think it's a pretty important bill to get passed, and it should be relatively straightforward. The administration noticed an oversight in state statute that was going to cause us to possibly lose quite a bit of federal highway funds, and this is just a simple correction. To bring us into compliance with federal code. And the real short version is that if you're an employer of a driver, a commercial driver, and you encourage them to break this new aspect of the law, you can be punished. And also, if you are that driver and you break this new aspect of the law, you can be punished by your license being suspended for 60 days. And that essentially matches, that's the very short version, but that essentially matches the existing federal code, and that is all that we need to do in order to stay qualified for our federal highway funds. There's the fiscal notes that we've gotten is from three departments is zero. And I'm going to be pretty much available for question as to the finer details, but again, essentially, we are simply matching federal code in order to stay qualified for our highway funds. This is already taught to all CDL holders to stop at a railroad grade crossing if you're driving certain classifications of vehicles, and it is actually illegal to roll through those same grade crossings by federal code. It's just not, in a technical way, it's not quite illegal in by Alaska statute. So we're fixing that.
Are there any questions from committee members?
Seems
Representative Hines.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems just pretty straight up, pretty simple thing with those federal highway dollars.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to make a point here that on the fiscal note from the Measurement and Standard CDE, the sanction will withhold 5% of the state's annual federal surface transportation funding, which approximates $17.5 million a year. So that is, in essence, what this legislation does. It conforms to the Federal Highway Administration's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Laws. Mm-hmm. With that...
We do have online Ralph Reyes from the Department of Public Safety, the troopers, just to answer questions, and I believe that we also have Chuck Husak from DMV and Avis Thompson from DOT should be online. Do we have any questions, or are you, did you want to testify on this bill, Chuck or Avis? Or were you just online to answer questions?
Madam Chair, this is Ames Thompson with the Department of Transportation. I'm here to answer questions. I would simply like to state that the Department of Transportation is fully on board with this. We are very supportive of and hoping that the committee will adopt this legislation.
Okay, I guess I had a question for Ralph Reyes. Right now, currently with the troopers, do you see that there has been a lot of trouble with you know, people stopping at railroad crossings. I know that I see a lot of school buses that stop. We have the tour buses that stop. The double tanker commercial trucks, they stop. Who else would this affect then? Just the CDL holders?
Yes, ma'am. This is Lieutenant Reyes from Anchorage. I've been with the troopers for 21 and a half years, and I've not personally have cited anybody for that violation or have seen it, but I echo the comment made by the previous gentleman that this is a safety issue, and Department of Public Safety supports it 100%.
Hey, thank you.
To follow into the for informational on your question, also, we checked into that a little bit, and talking actually to Mr. Lieutenant Reyes and others, really, we aren't fixing what appears to be a problem. The training is so stringent that they already have this habit, and we don't see that our drivers statewide abusing the fact that we don't have the specific statute. Therefore, we feel that not even the drivers or the trucking associations, I can't be positive, but we don't even think that they'll be against it because it's such an ingrained habit already that nobody violates this on any kind of regular basis, and we don't even hear about this infraction often. I think there's somebody from trucking industry on the line.
I see we have Barbara Huff with the Teamsters here today, and I see Barbara is back there in concurrence with what you're saying. So
I wasn't positive, but I was pretty sure.
Barbara, did you want to address the committee, or you're just here to listen?
I was just here to listen.
Okay, thank you. Having gone through the committee discussion, then I believe that we do not have any questions for you or the other folks online. Is there anybody in the audience that want to testify on this bill? Is there anybody else on teleconference that want to testify on House Bill 124? Hearing none, we'll close the discussions for public comment and open it up for committee members for discussion. I guess we'll call it a brief at ease. Meeting back to order. Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we move House Bill 124 out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, then House Bill 124 is moved out of committee, and our next meeting will be on Thursday at 1:30. And we are adjourned at 1:50.